Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
My girls are learning French. I have picked up a lot of it now.
Say something.
A full tower.
Greedy Malik.
Yo, bro, never skip leg day. Where's my protein shake at?
And Big Rossi.
Yeah, I'm James Arthur.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
It's amazing to be on your show. Awesome. Love you guys.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 7:02 across the UAE. It's May 10th, 2021. Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Hello.
Maz in for Pretty Malik once again. Rossi here. Nala and Eddie in studio number two as well. We just got a WhatsApp from Pretty Malik right now. She's on a plane. She says, guys.
Oh, she's on her way back.
She goes, I'll see you guys soon. Yeah, she lands tomorrow, which is great as well. Which is going to be good. Good to have Pretty back in the studio with us from Sunday morning. Maz, you've done a remarkable job,
thank
honestly.
Thank you so much. Father, thanks for having
you've
me.
Got a you've got a career in radio if you ever thought about it.
Oh, thank you.
You're right, you have.
I have thought about it.
You have thought about it. Nala and Eddie, how does it feel? Last day, right? Last day of fasting? Well, not for you, Eddie, but we'll talk about that soon. Nala, last day of fasting?
It's not the last
day. When is the last day for you?
When?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
So, are you going to wait? You're fasting eat. Tomorrow.
Eight is still till Thursday.
Yeah, like tomorrow we'll start looking out for the moon.
Nala is still questioning. Nala has no idea what's going on.
No, because I know, but
she's looking at it.
We still didn't decide. You just look at the moon.
Gotta wait for the moon, yeah. Yes. So when are we expecting the moon? Do we know, Eddie?
Maybe tomorrow evening.
Okay, so tomorrow may be the last day of fast.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you go into it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, good luck. But Eddie
is
doing the extra 6 days.
Yes, sir.
I just spoke to Eddie about it. I said, Eddie, come on, man. You're amazing. You don't need to do that. And he told me the reasons why he did it, which was very interesting.
Mm. Is that where you want to stop the conversation, or do you want him?
Why don't you share it? Share the details.
I can't remember.
Oh my God.
He was asking me why I do it. And I told him, I gave him an example. If you're doing an exam or you're doing a class and the teacher tells you, if you do this extra whatever work, you're going to get extra
points.
Credits.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
And I said I didn't study, so I'd be rubbish at that.
Rossi's a terrible student.
Eid Mubarak in advance. Yes, we've got a good 5 days off, right? This is a fabulous time of the year. I know some of you will be working throughout as well, so God bless you guys as well. We've got a big show lined up. Becky Anderson from CNN is going to be joining us on the show live at around 9 o'clock this morning, which is great. If you love Becky Anderson on CNN, she'll be with us, which is fantastic. We are prying into Maz's dating life. She's allowed us to do this somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get involved in that one. We have gossip as well still to come, right?
Yeah, it's all about Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge. They're adding a few extra things to their resume.
Okay, listen, who's up and about right now? Let's get your... I just want to know, have you got any plans for this Eid long weekend? Have you got any plans? What are you doing? Any suggestions? We're going to run through a few next as well, all right? But things that you can get done and things that you can go to. But what are your plans for Eid? Maybe you're doing nothing. Maybe you're just staying at home, going to chill out. Maybe you're taking the kids on a little staycation. What are you doing? By the way, you can WhatsApp us. You can WhatsApp us for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing on your Eid long weekend? Just WhatsApp us. You can go right now and it works. Our number is 04-871-5544.
I probably have to put 00971 before it, I imagine.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I think it's plus 971.
Okay, I'm gonna try if I just go... Okay, so I'll put plus 9714.
Yeah.
Then I'll do 04... What's the number?
04-871.
871-5544.
Send a video, like a voice note or something.
And then I go Virgin Radio WhatsApp. Okay. Now I'm going to send us a message and see if it comes up. So I love you guys. We've just sort of implemented this.
Yeah.
And would love to get some of your messages on there. But tell us what you've got planned for the Eid long weekend and we can sort of get it done.
Mm.
You know when you save a number in WhatsApp and you go to send someone that message and it doesn't come up yet?
Yeah.
It always takes like, you know, a minute or so.
Or sometimes you don't put the number in properly. Like
I've got it. No, there it is.
Is it there?
Yeah.
It doesn't come up for me.
See,
did you put the zero after the nice...
It's come through, yeah. It's come through. There. Give me the thumbs up. Let me try a voice note. Test 1-2. Tell me if that comes through as well. It comes through, the audio notes are coming through, really? Send us an audio note of what you're up to.
Yeah.
Send us an audio note of what you're up to on our WhatsApp line. It's 04-871-5544. 04-871-5544. Send us a WhatsApp audio note. We'll try to play them out a little bit later. Hey, Victor, it's your birthday today?
Hi.
Yeah!
Happy birthday, Victor! What?
Yeah, Victor!
Big birthday. What a day to get have your birthday. You got a long weekend ahead of you as well, right?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
How old, man? How old?
I'm 34 to be exact.
Big 34, Victor. Any plans? Yeah. Are you going to be able to celebrate anyway? Are there some plans coming up?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just took out my to-do list. And the first thing I was trying to do was to make sure I get on the show. I've been trying to get on the show for a long time. And I think my birthday is made.
Trying to get on the show on your birthday, and you did it straight off the bat. Yeah, I like it.
He's ticked it off the list. Well done.
All right. What else is on the list?
Yes, Saadiyat Island.
Okay.
I missed Abu Dhabi so much. I was in Abu Dhabi for 4 years. Then I left to Dubai. I've been working in Dubai all this while. Now I have a chance to get back to Saadiyat Island and explore the amazing beaches and try to, you know, be as close as possible to nature.
Good on you. So what a man.
For a whole day, I'll be doing that.
Good on you, mate. So, all right. And if you could have one gift, what would you want?
I want to lodge in one of the nice hotels here.
Nice hotel.
Then, you know, have an amazing massage because I've been working. God knows I've been working very hard.
He's got it.
Just try to chill.
You've got it all planned. I like it. He's got everything that he knows. I like it, man. Well, listen, happy birthday from all of us. Rossi, should we sing Victor a bit of happy birthday message?
Why not, mate? I'm ready to go.
3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Victor. Happy birthday to you.
Beautiful love. Happy birthday, Victor.
Thank you so much. My bed is made already.
Hey, we've got some WhatsApps coming through.
Hi, Virgin Radio.
Look, see, this is our new little WhatsApp number that we're slowly bringing on. So if you've got us and you want to save our number, you can always send us a WhatsApp, 04 871 5544. That is our number.
Well, if it's in your phone already, right, you just go to your WhatsApp, you know, because people save the phone number here for competitions and stuff. Just type in, you know, Virgin Radio or whatever you've saved it as, and it'll come up. It's great. So
test 1, 2.
That was me. See, that was my testing. So,
actually, clear.
It sounds okay on there, because usually sometimes when I
test 1, 2.
When I play on my computer, it sounds pitched down, but it sounds good there.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic, right?
Yeah.
This is so great. I love this.
Virgin Radio.
Love this. Well, 04 871 5544. Just save that into your phone and you can send us a WhatsApp at any time. All right, she's got the gossip up next. She's been filling in for Pretty Malik. It's her last day filling in as well.
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
We do have updates on Bill and Melinda Gates' divorce.
Ooh.
Slowly details are leaking. All those details next.
All right, hang out.
Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, well, she's been in for Pretty Malik, who returns on Sunday, by the way, doing a great job. Maz, what have you got for us?
Thank you so much. So, Prince William and the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton, have added an extra thing to their resume. They have joined YouTube. They are now officially vloggers.
Oh, really? That is, I mean, it's great because if there's one way that you want to be able to communicate with the people is create a YouTube page.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I hope they remember to save all the videos, because sometimes if the video's older than 10 years' time, it sometimes goes and disappears. So
I'm sure they have an entire team dedicated to that.
Well, I hope they've got like an external hard drive where they can back it up.
Ross is making sure.
It was posted on their 10th wedding anniversary, and this is a little bit of what it said.
All right, have a listen.
By the way, you'll be careful what you say now, because these guys, they're filming.
I know.
Oh, sounds so thrilled to watch.
Basically, they're being followed around, so all their royal engagements are going to be recorded.
I thought they left LA or wherever they left because they were getting followed around. No? I don't know.
No. This is Prince
now?
William.
Oh, that's
Prince
the other William. One. Yes.
Oh my God.
Come on.
It's not Meghan Markle.
No, it's different.
Do you think Meghan Markle and Prince Harry will now kick off their YouTube page? You're like, let's go up against the family.
Oh, well, they've got a Netflix deal coming.
So much going on there.
Yeah.
The royal family, all right. I want him on TikTok. I want to see him doing TikTok dances.
Yeah, I think it's coming probably very soon.
Okay.
I want to get Prince William down to Leticia Hair Clinic like me.
Why? Think he needs some new hair?
He does. Like he.
But he looks good. Wasn't he voted one of the sexiest bald men?
Yeah, but he's not like, I think, you know, when you're bald, yeah. I think you should just get it all off.
Right.
Not have that sort of back and sides, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If I was losing my hair, I'd do this. I'd just shave it off, exactly.
Don't have that back and sides. I don't think it's a good look. I'm sorry.
With that bald bit in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah, I'd get rid of it. Totes. Yeah. Totes. What else?
Elon Musk, he made his debut on Saturday Night Live. This was crazy because everyone was really a little skeptical of it. He is one of the world's richest men, of course. He's the owner of Tesla. And there were a few things that stood out. So obviously the Dogecoin plunge, as soon as he mentioned it, dramatically dropped in price in stock.
People thought it was going to go up in price and it went down.
And it went down. So unexpected. And what was so cool is he revealed he has Asperger's syndrome, and he was the first person to ever host Saturday Night Live as someone with a neurodevelopment disorder. This is what he
had to say. I'm actually making history tonight as the first person with Asperger's to host SNL. So I won't make a lot of eye contact with the cast tonight. But all right, I'm pretty good at running human in emulation mode. SNL is also a great way to learn something new about the host. For example, this is my son's name. It's pronounced cat running across the keyboard.
I love that.
Love
he's
him.
Cool. My cousin has, my nephew should I say, I think he has that. And it's great that he's raising awareness for
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If you're not sure what Asperger's syndrome is, it's a neurodevelopmental disorder categorized by significant difficulties in social interaction and non-verbal communication, along with restricted and repetitive patterns of behavior and interests.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that does actually say a lot when you watch, and you know, we were just talking about it yesterday with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when he's in interviews, he does seem a little bit awkward. I guess that's the Asperger's side of
it. It's a form of
good
autism.
On him.
Yeah.
Good on him. Good on him for bringing that up, because I'm sure there's a lot of, you know, younger kids, for example, going through that right now. And, you know, that's just brought awareness to it. So well
done. Become one of the richest men in the world.
I know.
He's
Elon
incredible.
Musk, legend. Legend, legend, legend. Thank you, Maz. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hit us with your tag. Like, seriously, you can't.
Okay, no
you
way.
Pretend like it's the like you're surprised again. You can't be surprised.
Take care, teddy bear.
What an absolute fail. You know, we were going to replace Pretty Malik and put you on full time, but now we won't.
Yeah.
Just because of that.
Whatever. Yeah. You guys would never replace Pretty.
Yeah,
A.
we had
well,
a
no, we were thinking in our heads, you know, if Pretty Malik eventually decides to have a family, who is going to replace her for a long period of time? Your name was in contention, but.
But now it's out, right?
Because of the tag.
Yeah.
Please, can you come up with one?
No, no, not
like
at
with
all.
Sheena, it was just so easy. Mm. It was just like.
What was Sheena's one?
Here's your Phil
from the Rumour Mill.
And it was just like, we didn't even. She just had it.
Yeah.
She was prepared.
Prepared to fail,
and
prepared.
She's got a child.
Yeah. Cool. We'll leave it there. Thanks, Maz. It's been great.
Thanks.
Shamal, you've got a suggestion for Maz's little gossip tag.
Oh, I have. Yes, I've been listening to you guys. We obviously listen to you guys every morning. And bless us, you can't come up with something. So I was just thinking about it when she even said now that you can think of anything. So I've just come up with something. So here's your goss and Raz. Coming from the mouth of Maz.
I like it.
Gossip and Raz.
Coming from the mouth of Maz.
Raz.
Yeah, so here's your goss and Raz coming from the mouth of Maz.
What's Raz?
You like, you know, razzmatazz, any kind of Raz, anything that's happening.
Razzmatazz meaning noisy, showy, and exciting activity.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And
so anything that is happening, you know, I mean, we kind of say razzmatazz, don't we? Anything Raz.
Here's your razzmatazz from the Maz.
I think you just go, here's all the Raz.
Here's your razzmatazz.
From the mouth of Maz.
That's all your Raz from the mouth of Maz.
That's good.
Yeah, but then, like then she's talking in a third person because she's going to be saying it.
But so that's fine,
you're
right?
You're going to be like, you don't mind talking in the third person?
Yeah.
Mind you, this is your last day doing the show. So I don't think you're not going to use it. Like, I don't think we're doing another gossip right now. I'm not sure. Maybe we will in the nine. Okay.
Thank you, though.
Shamal, that was a great suggestion, though. Very, very. You should be part of the show at some stage. Thank you.
Maybe you should replace me, replacing Sheena, replacing Pretty.
There we go. Oh, thank you so much.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Earn up to 40,000 Skywards miles per month and get 1+1 Skywards Silver Tier membership and a chance to fast track to gold. T's and C's apply.
Yo, Chrissy, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, are you ready to win the money?
I hope so. I'm so nervous.
Oh, I like her energy.
Good, good, good to be nervous. You're going to be fine. You are going to be fine.
Yes.
10,000 dirhams cash could be yours. Are you ready for this?
I'm taking deep breath.
What are you doing right now, Chrissy?
I'm on the school run.
She's on the school run. And what do you do for work?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
She's on the school run.
That is a job in itself.
Yeah,
Mom,
yeah.
That is
a
total job. Well, listen. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Rack Bank's ready to go. We're ready to go. We want to send you into this Eid long weekend with some cash, okay?
Okay.
If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
Okay.
Do it for the Safas.
Good luck, good luck.
Let's try.
Oh, South African. Oh, yeah, it's sort of there, South Africa. It's still just there. It's just there. You've been here for a while, haven't you, Chrissy?
Yes, 4 years.
4 years. Oh, that's all right.
That's not too bad. Right. Lekker.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Just relax, Rossi. Rossi's
showing off all his skills.
You're going to say something offensive one day.
Right.
Biltong. here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. Your time begins right now. Who is Calvin Brodus better known as?
Pass.
Finish the movie title, Fantastic Beasts and Where To...
Pass.
Who released the 2015 album Uptown Special? Mark?
No idea.
True or false, Sachin Tendulkar is a famous tennis player.
Say the name again,
Sachin Tendulkar. Just say false.
False.
The singer Sam Smith was born in which country? England.
England.
What rapper has the nickname Champagne Puppy?
No idea.
It sounds like Rake. Drake.
Blake.
Drake. What band's album? No, I'm not going to say that. What city is home to the Burj Khalifa?
Dubai.
There we go. What is the capital of the UAE?
These are not on there.
Abu Dhabi.
Yes, I've just got you some. I just needed to get you something there. You've won 500 dirhams. Well done.
Can we not change the questions?
He changed them all.
I just made up some on the spot to try to get you some cash.
Thank you.
Rackbank wouldn't care. They'd like that. They'd want that.
Oh, my goodness. You wouldn't know when to hang up the first time.
You did well, Mum. Don't worry. 500 dirhams cash is all yours, okay?
Thank you.
Well done. Snoop Dogg is Calvin Brodus, all right? Remember that. Snoop Dogg is that.
Yes. Don't forget that.
There we go. And it sounds like Rake. It's always going to be Drake, not Lake.
Yeah.
All right? It's Virgin Radio.
It's on the school run.
On the school run. Well done. Feel free to WhatsApp us. You can't play them all, but we'll get to some. Morning, 7:57. Rossi's on standby.
Yep.
Stories that are weird and wonderful.
It's What's Rossi Reading.
What have you got for us?
I think we should change the music for this one. I'm going to read this. On June the 10th, 1990... British Airways flight 5390 was due to depart from Birmingham Airport in England for Malaga in Spain. A few days prior to this, the mechanic was fitting some windows on the aircraft, and he hadn't done this job for about 2 years. He didn't put the windows in correctly. A couple of days later, the pilots took off from Birmingham, and then bang! The window fell out. At 5,273 metres in the air.
Wow.
Captain Tim Lancaster went out the window right?
I've heard this story. And he was flipped back onto the window.
He was like bent over the top of the plane.
This is an Air Crash Investigations episode.
Correct. His feet got stuck on a console. A steward who was in the cockpit grabbed the man's feet, right?
What?
Holding onto the pilot who was bent over the front of the plane.
So do you understand that half his body's outside the plane, bent backwards?
Yes.
Like, as because the wind is pushing him so much.
And someone's grabbing his feet, the steward, right? Who then started slipping out the window as well.
Because the suction would be unbelievable.
And someone else grabbed him, and there was like three people in a chain. Luckily, the plane landed. I think the co-pilot, Alistair Atchison, regained control of the plane. They landed, right, back in the UK, and the guy just had bruises and frostbite.
That's it?
Unbelievable. Frostbite because it was so cold up there.
Oh my gosh, that's...
Unbelievable story, that, isn't it? That came up the other day on Unilad, and I just looked into it, and then, as you say, it was on an Air Crash Investigation episode, but I just could not believe that. Unbelievable.
One of the reasons why I'm anxious when I fly now is because I love watching Air Crash Investigations.
Oh,
it's
no.
such a great show, but it's so bad to watch, especially when you're going to travel because you just start thinking bad things.
But you know those things are very rare, obviously.
Yeah, I know, but still, I can't believe that. Yeah,
it was the guy's fault who put the windows in. Didn't know how to do it. Quickly looked through the book, put them back in.
Any relation to you?
No relation to me.
Ross, like, oh, sorry, I had a big weekend. I didn't realise. Sorry, mate.
I was on the toilet.
Sorry, mate. Was he all right? Is he all right?
All right. I had a friend who used to work for... This is not a joke, by the way.
Oh, okay.
This is a true story. Yeah. He worked for like an aircraft company that fixed the wings for airplanes, right? And he forgot to put a nut in one of their things. And he got really told off for that, honestly.
Because
that's legit, honestly.
This is what scares me. There's people like you and your friends that work on airplanes. Like, this is what I don't want to be on a plane.
Someone else picked it up.
I was watching the Everton football match. We had a late one. It was a late game.
He's a Liverpool fan, which explains a lot.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
This is the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. Beautiful. It's a duvet performing today.
I'm feeling it.
God is a rose.
Throws up through the stormy clouds, and there's no room. No space for us in this town. We're out of luck. And the reason that you care, the traffic is stuck. And it's not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful day.
Sing it.
Woo! Sky above. Beautiful day. Don't let it get away. You're on the road.
It's you now. Go on.
But you got no destination. You're in the mud. In the maze of imagination.
Love is a
even if that doesn't ring true. You've been. And it's been all over you. It's a beautiful day. Don't let it get away.
You are here.
It's a beautiful day.
Let's hold up, man.
Touch me. Take me to that well-known place. Teach me, please.
Sing it, Rob.
I can't sing anymore.
Whatever you do this Eve, do it with your friends, do it with your family, and just, you know, be aware of where we are right now in a pandemic.
See the world in Everton blue.
Oh, please.
See Duncan Ferguson woo woo.
Oh,
see
no.
Everton win 1-0.
I'm sorry, Liverpool.
We're going to Europe. Oh, yes, yes.
Sorry, Liverpool.
West Ham in the bin.
How did this become a football
Davey
song?
Moyes, red-headed man.
No!
Come on, Everton.
No!
Carlo Ancelotti. We're the best. Oh, yes.
Hey! Eid Mubarak.
Everton.
From all of us here at Virgin Radio. Have a beautiful, safe 5 days. Please, please, please look after yourselves. Watch out for those big gatherings. I know. I don't want to preach it, but we've got to say it.
Take me to that well-known place.
Up next, we're going to help you motivate yourselves, all right? Motivational Mondays returns. We figured, why not? We want to be uplifting. We want to get you in that mood. We want to get you ready for 5 days of pure bliss next on Virgin Radio. Happy birthday, Bono, by the way. 61. Wow. It's at 18. No matter where you're from, we want to say thank you so much for listening to us. We appreciate it. We're getting a lot of messages this morning of just a lot of love as we head into our Eid break. A big shout out to everyone, wherever you're from. As I said, up next, we're going to get motivational, aren't we?
We are indeed, yeah.
You ready to do this?
Yeah, we're going to get motivational, then you're going to have 5 days off.
We're going to motivate you for 5 days off next.
Sleep all day.
On Virgin Radio. Hold on.
I'm on an island. Even when you're close, can't take the silence. I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we shouldn't say we're good. So let's at least agree to go our separate ways. Y'all gonna judge you when you're real. Somebody else long as you fail. You won't be f***ing out doing myself less. And like we shouldn't say we're good. No need to hide it. Go get what you want. This won't be a burden if we both don't hold.
It's 8:25. This is Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fade Show. Motivational Mondays is what we usually do. Like occasionally we want to bring it in. We want to be that uplifting moment as you're, whatever it is, you're driving in your car, you're not sure where you're headed. Your mind thinks a lot. Like our minds just go crazy.
Overactive.
I was talking to a buddy of mine just yesterday and he says, yeah, I don't sleep more than 4.5 hours a day. I said, why do you only sleep 4.5 hours a day? He goes, my mind does not switch off. And that's been like that for the last 15 years.
Wow.
So the last 15 years, he just says he gets into bed and his mind. I don't know about you. I do pretty much the same thing. My mind's always going, right? You know, you're always talking to yourself. I was listening to a great podcast just yesterday with Tyson Fury.
Yeah. I remember you.
And Tyson Fury came out to say that he suffered so bad with anxiety and depression, like really bad. Nearly took his own life. Tyson Fury, one of the greatest boxers of all time.
Yeah.
And he said there were a few occasions where he nearly took his own life. He actually tried to, and it just didn't work.
He was driving in his car, yeah, and then he thought about his kids. He was going to crash the car on purpose.
But then he said what he realized with his own life, and I feel like it's sometimes with me, I like to keep myself busy.
Yeah.
Because when you're alone and when you're sitting at home and you're doing nothing on your own. Or
you're overthinking.
Yeah, your mind just kicks into gear. But as long as you're active and you're going to the gym and you're going out and you're working and you're working on other things, your mind's always active.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important. Sometimes
having a purpose, I think, really helps as well. Yeah.
What's your purpose?
Give me the purpose part. I want to know what your purpose means.
For me personally, it's to do better, to represent Afghan women, to show Afghan women that they can do something bigger and better.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Yeah, to be a good example or role model.
Nice. That's nice. Yeah. That's your purpose.
That's my purpose, like my greater purpose.
What are you doing on this show?
Right?
No, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. What's your purpose, Chris?
To do this, Motivational Mondays right now. So what I want you all to do, we've got this clip. It's pretty cool. I like it. I like this clip. I like this clip, and I want you to hear it. So turn it up and take it in. Some of you are already on this wavelength, and you're like, I don't need to hear this. Some of you are going to take and appreciate it. Some of you it won't even resonate with, and you'll be like, I'm going to another radio station. I respect that as well. But right now, it's Motivational Mondays here on The Chris Fade Show.
A belief is a feeling of absolute certainty. If you want to achieve anything in life, you need to get certain you will achieve it. You must believe in yourself. Beliefs control results because you will never take action towards something you don't believe is possible. You can have all the education in the world. It doesn't matter. If you don't believe you can do it, you will never get it.
Do you think Jordan could have become the greatest if he didn't believe in himself? Not a chance. He would have quit when things got hard. He would have quit when he was cut from his high school basketball team. You think Serena would be the greatest female tennis player in history without belief? Not a chance.
These great athletes, great entrepreneurs, great human beings are great because they believe in themselves. They believe when no one else does. They believe when they are down. They believe when they are at rock bottom. This is my dream, and I will succeed. Maybe not immediately, but absolutely and definitely. There is no doubt in my mind. This goal I have, this dream I have, I will get it. I will. I will. I will. Beliefs control your results because you will never take action towards something you don't believe is possible. In order to succeed, you must believe. In order to believe you're good enough, you must be good enough. If you're not there yet, get to work. Work! 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 Until you get to the place where you know you will make it. No doubt. No doubt. I will make it. I will get it. I will have it.
Work on your weaknesses until they become your strengths. Work on your flaws until they become your fire. Work on your problems until they become your power.
Few messages coming and going. Man, that audio was so powerful. This one says, hey Chris, can you let me know where the link is for that? I mean, if you just get on a YouTube and you type it in, they'll,
one
they'll,
of the best motivational speeches ever. Just type that in.
It'll probably come up.
And select it under 4 minutes. There you go.
But there is one thing about listening to those things and then actually acting upon them. So anyone can listen to something like that, but it's acting upon it that takes that extra step. So, you know, if you're trying to achieve that little thing, be it having a better relationship with your partner, to doing getting that job promotion or doing better at work or having a better relationship with your kids or better relationship with yourself. You know, going to the gym or you're on that, like, just take that little step. It doesn't need to be a huge step. It can just be those little ones. Take 20 little ones to get to that end goal rather than taking one big one. You know, don't stress yourselves and, you know, be kind to yourself.
I am sometimes I find it quite easy to get sort of ungrateful about my life, right? And I was doing the dishes, looking out my window yesterday.
To Rossi doing the dishes.
This I can't imagine.
This is, if I spoke to Liz right now, I'd be like, it's the only time he's done it. And he's made up a story just so he can tell everyone about it.
And outside my house is a water thing. You know, people put those things outside the houses, right?
Yes. You mean like a faucet?
Like a hose.
Free water faucet.
Yeah, cold water
And I'm sitting there doing the dishes and I look out the window and I just see this man going through the bin. To get an empty bottle to go and get some water. And I was thinking to myself, why am I complaining about my life when I see things like that?
Absolutely.
You know, you have to be thankful, don't you?
It's very true. Grateful, definitely. Right?
Grateful.
Blessings.
I need to practice that more often.
Grateful brings more abundance.
Wow.
What's that mean?
It means if you have more gratitude in life, it brings you more.
Okay. I just like asking Mazza because she says these little quotes for us.
She backs it up, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, I want to know if she knows what it means.
She backs it up.
Maz.
Yeah.
Forever that I've known you, one of the biggest things that we talk about is your relationship status.
Always.
There's been boyfriends.
Yep.
They come, they go. There's always an issue with them.
Yeah.
I agree with some of the men that you've gone out with that I've gone, not him.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah.
You're looking for...
I'm looking for something serious. I never used to admit it, but I am looking for something.
You're looking for a life partner.
Yeah.
You're looking for someone that will settle down and, you know, travel the world together, possibly start a family with. And you want that.
Yeah.
Maz Hakeem is looking for a life partner. I want everyone to hear that. All right. No, it's good that this is
I finally accepted that. Well, that's
why
I'm
do you feel
for.
Like that? Do you feel that? Do you feel pressured that you have to?
No, I've reached a certain age and stage in my life where I feel like, you know, I'm ready now.
She's ready. She's ready to do this. She's a strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
She's got a great mind on her head, brain.
Yeah.
She's
business mind.
She's from a great Afghan family, migrated from Afghanistan to Australia, and they did so well for themselves. Her sister is Yolda Hakeem, who is on BBC.
Yeah.
She's the main newsreader on BBC.
Yeah, TV.
Okay. Her dad's an architect as well.
Yeah.
I love how this is a resume of my
She's
family.
On the radio. It's not as good as a sister on BBC, but she's on the radio.
Yeah.
She's looking for a life partner. And, you know, why is there no one in this country? Why? What is wrong with us men? I hear it from so many women that, you can't find a good man in the UAE. Where there's plenty of us. The proportion, there's 60% of males that live in this country.
We outnumber.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with the ones that are here that are single? Tell us, Matt, seriously.
I don't know. I feel like it doesn't click. Look, I have a theory, like, let it go, let it flow. If it happens naturally, if it flows and if it's meant to be, then it'll click. Otherwise, you know, if it's too difficult, you know.
Here we go. It's James Bay, Let It Go. I just thought I'll add to your chat. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I think also a lot of men in this country have a lot of choice of women. There's a lot of successful, beautiful, smart women in this country, and so they feel like they have a lot of choice.
You think us men have such a choice that it's hindering your chances? I think it's the other way around. I know men that also say, I can't find a good woman.
They're also not looking for something serious. I think, sometimes it feels transitional. That's what men are looking for.
What do you mean by that? Like people come and go, transitional?
Yeah, exactly. Or maybe their mindset is like that.
I mean, I understand that. People come here sometimes not wanting to spend their entire life, like the three of us have spent so many years here.
Exactly.
You know?
Absolutely.
Let it go. Just let it go, Maz. Just let it be. Just let it be, okay? Why don't you be you? You just be you, Maz. And let them be them, okay. All right? So, okay, this is what it's come down to, guys.
Yep.
And I am using this radio station, this show right now.
Oh, no, wait.
To what do something.
No, we did something last time.
No, I'm not asking for any men to call in. I don't want to do that.
No.
No.
Because I'm going to get lots of weird messages from different people. Every time you say it, I do get weird.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't want that to happen.
Sorry,
no.
Sorry.
I don't want them to go messaging you at Maz Hakeem on Instagram 2Zs. I don't want that.
No, don't.
I don't want you going to Maz Hakeem, H-A-K-I-M.
What's the alternative?
There is this app that Maz and I were talking about. And it's somewhat of a meeting app, but now I don't know if she's able to get on it because it's for like celebrities.
Celebrities.
Yeah, there's this app, and I had no idea about this. She's just informed me over the last couple of days about it. It's this app that if you're a celebrity or you got a lot of money,
yeah,
you go into this app and it's these type of people meeting each other.
Okay. Are we allowed to say the name on the radio?
I'd say it.
Well,
I don't know.
Should we turn the mics off and you can tell me?
No, say what's the name of it.
Just say it.
Don't say it. You say it.
It's called Raya.
Don't say it.
Raya. How'd you spell that?
R-A-Y-A.
Now.
Raya and the Last Dragon.
That's a movie.
Okay.
So now Maz has applied for this app, this service.
Yeah.
It's an international service.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you been on the waiting list for?
I think like 3 months.
She's been on the waiting list for 3 months.
We've got to get on it. And you get on it just to annoy her. Yeah. You'd get on it like this.
So supposedly you could be up to a 3-year wait, Maz.
Exactly.
We don't have 3 years.
Oh, you've got to go on
it.
We don't have 3 years.
Does anyone know anyone in this? What's it called? How do you spell it?
It's called Raya. R-A-Y-A.
Now, what is this app about? Tell me, what's the description there, Ross? What does it say?
It doesn't say anything. Oh, wait there. Our focus at Raya is to provide members with access to exciting people and opportunities around the world. We're a private company where people connect for networking and friendship.
Networking and friendship.
I would laugh my head off if I got on before Maz.
Apply, Ross.
You need to actually look. I've been. You need to be recommended by someone who's already on the app.
Has someone recommended you?
Yeah, two people, and I'm still on the way.
It's $50 to join.
They're having a look at it. They're like, no, sorry, no. It's $50. Is that it?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's got to be more than that.
No, this is where they vet you, so it's not about the money.
So you want to get on this because why? You think you're going to meet some guy that's...
I think so. Somebody with a stable career, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like...
There are so many women that are in your position, though, because I speak to so many women that tell me the same thing, that they can't find. And they're looking for marriage. They're looking for a lifelong partner.
Mm. Maybe you should get, like, just a normal person, like, to stay grounded.
I am grounded.
Like I've told you several times, come to where I go. I can get you sorted out. I can get you sorted out. Like, why are you trying to get these, like, you know, high class successful people?
Out.
Why do you want a successful person, Maz?
No, I mean, like, why do you want
someone ambitious?
Like, why are you going on these I'm a celebrity apps when you could just get a normal person who's going to keep you grounded?
Yeah.
Hinge.
Yeah.
I don't want to put my photo on there because I went on
a dating. Use my photo. Okay. I'll let my hair down.
Maz, you're just a normal person.
I know.
Work on the radio.
Yes. Just Rossi, that I'm not.
Messages coming through our text and WhatsApp line. Problem with people, particularly in the current phase, is that no one wants commitment.
Exactly.
No one wants one partner for a life arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, women need permanent partners. Men don't. I don't believe that. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I need a permanent partner. Like, I need someone in my life. There are a lot of men who want to have a lifelong partner.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can say, because we're not.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now. If anyone knows anyone on that app, though, if anyone knows any Wasta or anyone knows anything in that app, what's it called again?
Raya.
Raya. Please get in contact with me personally on my Instagram or 4008 on the text line. we're on a mission to get Maz on this because that's what she wants. And we're going to try to.
I want to try the app.
We're going to try to get Maz on this app.
Hi. Yes. I just think I'm married and everything, but I would.
Hold on. She's like, she rubs it in. It. Yeah. I'm married.
Okay. Just check this out. Check this out. I was married at 42. Okay. Mm. Had my baby at 43.
Great.
I just believe that women are unrealistic. I mean, they want everything, and men are not Supermen. They're human beings with, you know, same sensitivities, feelings, whatnot. We're too demanding.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
She's supporting the boys.
Veronica! That's crazy.
Yes.
I've never heard this.
But why did you wait so long then to find somebody? Like, were you guys dating for a while?
No, not at all. We met through common friends and we just clicked. We had the same values. And we like to laugh. I don't know. We had lots of things in common, but the expectations of wanting someone romantic and strong and not too strong, but soft.
And tall. Tall. Tall's always in there.
Did you lower your expectations then?
No, not at all. No, really. Honestly, I understand what it's like to be single. I totally get it. I've got loads of friends in the same situation, but I always tell them, you know what? Men are just like you and I, and we just need to maybe understand them a little bit more and know they don't have to be everything.
Yeah, well, listen, we're not everything like you. We're lesser. We're not as good.
Basically, you know what? Maz, what she's saying is you just need to make do with anyone.
Settle, basically, yeah.
No, I mean, you can't get everything in one man.
But I'm not looking for everything.
Mm. Veronica's so realistic. She is realistic. She's real. I like that.
Yeah, I think you're right, V. I mean, for men and women, I think men, we set expectations high, and I think women set expectations high, but you're never going to get that. You're never going to get that person that ticks every single box.
No.
You know?
And I think that's where you need to understand what really matters. When it comes down to it, you know, when things get really tough, you know, in life, you know, what are you going to need in that partner?
Love and respect and honesty. Even when we employed Rossi, there were 20 things that we needed. He ticked one of those boxes.
and look where
we are now. Now, Rossi said he was going to do something the other day, and I told him, don't do it. I said, you can't do it. He goes, no, I need to switch off. You went somewhere with the family.
Yes.
And you purposely left your phone at home.
Yeah. I thought, I'm just going to leave my phone at home. I'm always on it around the kids. So I thought, I'll just leave it at home. So then we went to do this art class with the kids, right? We left the place. Liz left her bag inside.
That's your wife, closed down.
Mm-hmm. Place closed down. So we went from there onto the beach. I got to the beach, didn't have my phone, couldn't pay for parking.
Oh, no. Okay.
Then Liz realized that she'd left a bag in this place. So instead of calling, I didn't have a phone to call the place up. I had to drive all the way back there.
Oh,
got there. The place was closed.
Oh, how inconvenient.
Then I got all the way back to the beach to pick up the kids, ran out of petrol.
Oh, my God!
Didn't have any cash on with in my wallet or anything.
Oh, my God.
Didn't have my wallet with me. Didn't have my phone to pay for any petrol.
Why would you? How do you run out of petrol, man?
I don't know. It's me, isn't it? So we all ended up walking home.
You can't get on with your life without using a phone now. I'm sorry. And I told him, don't leave your phone at home. He's like, I need to switch off. I'm like, bro, you need it.
It just causes chaos, like mini chaos.
It really does.
Yeah.
So were you more stressed leaving the phone at home than you were taking it, right?
Yeah, 100%. Because obviously, as I say, the parking, I get CAFU fuel and stuff like that. Loads of stuff, you know, just being able to call people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a study of what we use our phones for. 88% of us use it to WhatsApp or send a message of some sort.
Right.
70% emails. 62% is social media.
Mm.
61% of us is using our camera. Maz, that's 98% for you.
98.
We read news. 58% of us read news.
And you know what's new as well?
What's that?
When we went to a restaurant as well, right? And to order some food.
QR codes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have any menus. So I was like, I need my phone.
Yeah, that's so true now. You know what's interesting? Like, we were when with the company, my company Fade Fit, on our snacks, we were putting QR codes on there, right? This is like a year and a half ago. And in my head, I was like, do we really want to put a QR code on there? No one really knows what a QR code is. Are people using QR codes?
Right.
Flash forward a year and a half later.
Everyone uses them everywhere.
Everyone knows what a QR code is. But it is frustrating when you go to a restaurant and they don't have another option. Because my phone died once as well, and I couldn't scan the... So the
you have to read it out.
No, the waitress had to go and get her phone, and they scanned it. She's like, here you go, sir. These are your menu items. And I'm like, oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
For Fade Fit, is it because of the nutritional value or that you put the QR codes?
Companies are now using... Our QR code can send you anywhere, so we can change it. So right now on some of our packaging, our QR code sends us to the game. We've got a game you can play.
Well, that's cool.
Right? But then you can do a QR code that takes you the nutritional way. Okay. You could do a QR code that sends you a charity to donate. Like, QR codes are so, so cool when it comes to businesses. And yeah, if you're running a company, you always think about getting those QR codes because they're great. What we're using them obviously in restaurants is with the menu items.
I just think it's so amazing that you know all this about QR codes. What does QR stand for, by the way?
Quality recordings. No idea. What is it?
Quantifying something.
I don't know.
No, what does QR stand for? Hold on. We're Googling it right now. Okay, QR.
Quick response.
Is
quick
it?
Quick response. Yeah.
There it is. Yes, quick response there. Guys, don't forget there are a few rules and regulations. Obviously, fireworks not allowed this week, not allowed this Eid, which is something that you guys need to be aware of. Not that I think all of us are smashing fireworks. Mm-hmm. Plus, there are some COVID safety rules as well that you need to be aware of. Residents have been told to avoid family visits and gatherings during the blessed occasion of Eid al-Fitr. Now, I know that's going to be difficult, guys, but just remember, we are still within a pandemic. There are still deaths every single day. Yeah. So I know that we want to get together in large groups. Please, please, please. Please, please, I beg you not to. I beg you not to.
And it's advised not to share food or gifts and things like that as well.
Totally.
Shazamming it.
What's wrong?
I just really like that song, Chris.
Okay, great. Awesome stuff. Listen, this is great. We've been hanging out together on again, and I love watching her nearly every single day on CNN. We have her on via the phone right now. Becky Anderson, hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
Absolutely hello. Fabulous. Thanks for taking the time to have a quick chat. How are you?
Very, very well. Very, very well. How are you guys?
We're out here in living that Dubai life. You're in the Abu Dhabi, the capital. How's the Abu Dhabi life going?
It is gorgeous. I'm sitting at home. I've got the golf course behind me. It looks as if I never do any work, which is not true, as you know. But it's some hours before I start my working day with my shows at 6 in the evening. So I don't have to do those overnights like you guys these days.
Love it. I watch it. Watch you nearly daily and always doing such a fabulous job. The last time we spoke was in January and you were kicking off something very cool. It was the CNN Academy Abu Dhabi. This was really just finding new, fresh talent, giving everyone a platform to learn the right way and the good way with the CNN guys. Tell us how it's gone, the first sort of round.
Well, you're right. I mean, we spoke when we'd launched the application process, Chris, and it was a really rigorous process. What we were looking to do was to engage 16 of the UAE's smartest young minds, bring them into academy, equip them with best-in-class practice from what is the world's largest and most trusted news organization. And empower them to become better, accurate, compelling, and inspiring storytellers. And we talked about this before. We're all storytellers. Your listeners these days are storytellers. They use their mobile devices, they create video, and they plaster them across their social networks. And what we were hoping to do was to take those who are already engaged in storytelling and say, listen, come and join us. And we will provide you that toolkit so you can go on and do this perhaps professionally or just better in whatever the world is that you are working in. And we got people from journalism to marketing to one of them was a cultural anthropologist. We had more men than women in the end. We had over 100 really good applications. I'm talking about very, very smart minds. And we took 16 of them. And we took them through what was an intensive 5-week process. And boy, did they perform. I mean, ask any of them, it has been a really tough process. 8-9 hours a day of online learning with virtual presentations by lots and lots of my colleagues from around the world, everybody from news gathering to field exercises to correspondents around the world. This was about breaking news. It was about multi-platform storytelling. It was about how we use social media to verify and tell stories these days. And if you go to academy.cnn.com, you will see the final project from those 16 academicians who are our inaugural class, our class of 21. And I hope you and your colleagues will agree, and any listeners who go on and have a look at their final project, that they did an extraordinary job. Compelling content, inspiring content. I think it was Minister Nora Al-Khabi at graduation who said, this course has given you guys the edge, she called it. This gives you the opportunity to tell inspiring stories. And they did. And it's been a fantastic exercise. And I really encourage you to go and have a look at the stuff that they've done. Chris, you and I talked about how we would have loved this opportunity when we were starting out. And I'm just really excited about what we can do with CNN Academy Abu Dhabi going forward. We're already talking to our stakeholders, our friends at 2454 Image Nation, about when the next course will be, the dates for that. And obviously you and I can talk about encouraging people to get involved going forward. But it's been an amazing exercise. And for those academicians, something that I genuinely believe will help them out going forward, and it'll be really, really useful for them going forward, and they won't forget it.
Yeah, no, not at all. I think you're spot on. I think giving the getting that experience at even a younger age, but no matter what age you are, to be able to do that and go through the ranks of somewhat CNN, which you are saying the world's trusted, which I agree with, I think is fabulous. Hey, just going back to what you're doing right now in your career, would you say that the year 2020 and 2021 has been the most interesting when it comes to what you have to do in a career wise with what the news that we're hearing daily?
Yeah. Do you know what? And we had these discussions with the academicians. It's been a terrifically difficult year. I mean, it's been a difficult year to actually get around and do the news.
Yeah.
So we're a breaking news organization at the end of the day. We go to wherever that news is happening, and we've been everywhere we needed to be. A good example for you, we're in India. We're across India at the moment, ensuring that the world can see what's going on and to understand why what's going on is happening, and to try and provide some support to ensure that story improves in the days and weeks ahead, although it's a terrifically challenging story. Yeah. We've got two senior international correspondents on the ground. Vidika Sood runs our bureau there as well, and providing some really compelling content. And it's made me think, we've been across the world doing this. So it's been a really tough year to do the stories that count. But as far as our news organization is concerned, we've never felt more important. A pandemic couldn't be a more connected global story, right? And for a show like mine, Connect the World with Becky Anderson, for 2 hours a night, it is all about ensuring that the world and our viewers, wherever they are watching, gets a sense of what's happening elsewhere. Because we know with this pandemic, you are only as strong as your weakest link, right? So the stories of ensuring that we are getting vaccines to the people that need them most, when in some parts of the world, we're already, including here, we're already in really good shape as far as vaccinations are concerned. We need to now ensure that the next stage is the vaccinations get to everybody, so that we get to some sort of herd immunity in the months to come. And let's hope that's not in the years to come. But I think, you ask about this year, and I think this year has brought home more than any other year the fact that journalism matters, Chris, and facts matter. And I think Academy has allowed us to raise that conversation about news. Let's focus on the facts. Let's focus on fact-driven storytelling, and let's introduce young people to story verification. You and your colleagues on the show know how important that is. We've had this world of fake news. And we've had the conversations around that. We know social is for bad as well as for good. We really need to focus on facts. Facts matter.
Yep.
And if our academicians took anything away from Academy, it was, you know, how to find, pitch, and produce really compelling content. But that content needs to be factually accurate and correct. It needs to be honest. It needs to be credible. And this year, more than any, I think we realize that we can underscore that and ensure that this conversation is had all over the world.
Well said. Appreciate your time. I know you're very busy. Becky Anderson, you can check her out. The primetime news program, Connect the World, weekdays globally. Once again, Becky Anderson from CNN, thank you so much. And thank you for doing what you're doing with the Academy. I think it's amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Love it. Love it. Love it. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us for a Monday morning. That is it for us for the entire week. Can you guys believe it that we have the next 6 days off, right?
Unbelievable.
So exciting.
No matter what you do, do it safely, all right? Eid Mubarak to you and your families. Maz, you've been tremendous, so thank you so much for hanging out with
Chris.
Us.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for a fun time.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Pretty will be back on Sunday morning with us, which will be great as well. She's flying back right now. Plans for the weekend, we've sort of discussed it. You're doing a little staycation, Ross?
Yes. Going for a meal tonight with a couple of other parents, our mates. And then we're going for a staycation tomorrow, which is nice. What about yourself?
Are your friends just British? Because usually you guys is British. he only hangs out with the Brits.
That's not true, actually. Yeah. Not
really?
True.
Very true. Yeah.
No, no, it's not true. I hang out with Lebanese people.
No.
Is that Chris?
No, his neighbor's Lebanese.
Mazen is my good friend. Yeah. He works for IBN.
Yeah, that's it.
He has He's one Lebanese. Lebanese
Mate, you enjoy that meal tonight. Where are you going? Can I ask?
Yes.
Where?
We are... I'm trying to get everyone to go to that place you recommended, actually.
Time Out Markets.
Yeah.
Oh, very.
But they want like a posh. Is it posh there?
No, it's not posh, but it's great. And there's a line out there. Nice. There's a big line. So
is there?
Yeah.
Get there early.
Get there early, mate.
We're going a bit like up market, so any suggestions would be great.
Wow. Look at this.
Up market at the Time Out Markets. So,
yeah. No, he's not going there. He wants to go somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about going like to...
Continue.
No, yeah. I was thinking about going to that C'est La Vie place for the Instagram.
Lovely. So he's so upmarket now, Ross.
Right.
Well, whatever it is that you're doing, upmarket, low market, enjoy it. And please, please be safe. We'll catch you back Sunday morning. Keep us on Virgin for the whole Eid long weekend. We have got the best tunes for you. I promise you that, all right? From myself, Chris Fade, and the entire team, Eid Mubarak. Wear your seatbelts, wear your masks. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.